Today is Monday, April 9th, 2018, and we are in the Founders Room at the Community Center in Raven Landing Community Center. And I am with Suzanne Clark, who is a resident here. Suzanne Black, who is a resident here. And thank you so much, Suzanne, for coming today and for sharing your story with us and for being a part of Raven Landing Resident Stories Project. This is the Raven Landing's Resident Stories Project. And first, we'll start with a little biographical information. Can you tell us when and where you were born?
Los Angeles, California, 19-something.
Do you know what your birth date is?
3 December 29.
Oh, December the 3rd, 1929. Wonderful. And did you grow up in Los Angeles?
Yes.
You did. Tell us about your growing up. Did you have siblings?
I had one younger sister by 2 years. My father was a professor at UCLA. My mother was a piano teacher, and she began early every morning in the front room.
Oh, you remember that piano, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so you, did you live at the same place all your life, or did you?
No, I moved. I'm a person that needs time.
Well,
I know.
Just tell us what you remember. That's all we can have. That's all we want. I don't want this to be painful for you. I want you to tell us tell me what you remember about your childhood.
Well, I remember that it was interesting. It was fun. My parents loved me and my sister. And we had a nice house within walking distance of UCLA, where my father was a professor.
Yeah.
My mother was a piano teacher. I guess I said that already.
Yeah, right. So, but your sister was older than you were?
No, 2 years younger.
2 years younger. Mm-hmm. And so were you good friends and playmates? Were you good friends and playmates, or did you have other friends?
Well, I had other friends, but we were good enough friends, yes.
Yeah.
Sisters argue a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, are there any stories about your parents or your ancestors that you would like your descendants to know?
See, now that's what I need to think about.
Okay. Well, if you don't know any, we'll move on.
No, nothing outstanding.
Okay. Can you tell us what brought you to Alaska?
I was running away from a boyfriend. That's true.
That's true, huh?
Yes.
And so you came to Alaska?
Well, I tried Hawaii first, but I would have had to take my own bed and mattress with me.
Oh.
So then I tried here, and I was accepted in Anchorage, and it was a very nice situation there.
What, did you have a job there?
Yes, I came up as a teacher.
Okay, as a teacher.
And then I came up here as a teacher.
Can you tell us, or do you remember what year you came up here? You don't remember that.
Well, I would if I had it.
Okay. But so you were a teacher, and so you taught here. And what did you teach?
I taught third grade most all of the time.
Hey. And you do art too, right?
I enjoy doing it.
And do you teach it?
But I did not teach it.
You did not teach it.
It was just elementary art.
Elementary art, and you did that. Okay. What led you to be a teacher? What made you, do you remember what made you want to be a teacher?
Oh, I don't know. I'd always wanted to be a teacher. I guess that's the
answer.
Did
you play school? Would you play school when you were a kid?
Nope, can't remember that.
Oh. What would you like to tell us about your career, or what would you like your descendants to know? Is there anything you would like to tell us about your career?
It was very satisfactory. It lasted many years. I was glad to be a teacher.
Good, good. Okay, well, you ran away from a boyfriend. Did you ever get another one?
Yes, I did, and I was married shortly. And then we decided to come to Fairbanks, and that's my life history. So from Anchorage to Fairbanks. And with my husband, new husband. Only husband.
Your only husband. And his name was Horace Black, right?
Yeah.
And you were my neighbor for many years.
Yes, yes.
He used to come down to the house quite often. He and Pete would, he would do things for my husband. So that's how I knew your husband.
Oh, okay.
And so did you have children?
Two.
Two.
Both girls. They were 2 years apart.
Just like you and your sister, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Can you tell us some of your fondest memories?
Yes, if I had hope. No, not at the moment.
Not at the moment, huh? Okay. Can you tell us about how you came to be at Raven Landing?
Yes. my good friend had just enrolled in Building 1. And was very happy with her situation and very bossy that I should find out about it. So I did. I liked it. And I came. I was the first one in number 2.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good. So you were in number 2. And can you tell us about your experience here? What has it been like living here?
It's been very comfortable. And it's been very interesting because of how many people we have here from how many walks and activities over the past year. It's really something.
You can talk to people and get a lot of stories, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stories. And there's a lot of activities here to participate in if you want to.
That's right.
Yeah. Can you tell us what your favorite age was? And why it was your favorite age? What was your favorite age?
Well, I enjoyed elementary school.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Then I enjoyed very much junior high and high school. And then it was about time to move away.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, that's going to be the end of our interview for today, and I want to thank you so much, unless there's something else that you would like to have put on the record, you know, that would be there forever and ever, so that your great-grandchildren and your great-great-great-grandchildren can come to the university and listen to it.
Now, it's not recording, is it?
Yes, it's recording.
Oh.
So I want to thank you for participating in this, and we really appreciate your contribution.
You're very welcome.